Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Did you ever wish it came true?
You know, I have to admit, mine usually involved boys.
So no.
Whoa, it's lunchtime. It's a lunchtime birthday lunchtime. It's a lunchtime birthday lunchtime. Lunchtime. Now everyone clicked off.
I've clicked out already.
Damn.
Emotionally.
I was in it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lunchtime with Smosh. Today we're celebrating a very special birthday. It's Arasha's birthday.
Happy birthday, Arasha!
Oh, and she's here, by the way.
Yeah. Our special guest is here for their birthday.
You celebrate my birthday when I'm not there?
Yeah. For the past couple of years we have.
Usually. I find that it's more fun to celebrate your birthday when you're not around. Like
what?
Your last birthday.
I guess I could say I'm flattered that you're, you know, remembering me on my birthdays.
I mean, it's just continuing the tradition. Because remember last time you had your birthday party, and I showed up to where you were at, and I never saw you.
Right, I had already left. That's kind of my thing. But you know, we can celebrate together this year. Are you gonna come to my birthday party this year?
I don't know. Are you gonna be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Anthony, are you going to be there?
I don't know. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there?
I'm a hard maybe only because I'm supposed to fly home for the holidays. So I don't know my travel plans yet.
But
if I'm here, if I'm in LA, I will be there.
It's okay. That's something I've had to accept.
I think you scheduled your birthday party like 4 days before Christmas.
Right.
My birthday is 4 days before Christmas.
They're throwing you a party right now, though, so it kind of makes up.
We're doing this now. We're doing it now.
No, you guys, you're right. I'm not going to be greedy.
Welcome to the best birthday ever.
Thank you.
Should we jump right into it? We have a dome that's hiding birthday treats, apparently.
Okay.
And we're going to lift this dome and see what it is, yeah?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see what this is.
Are you ready?
Wait, hold on.
Ready.
It's not going to be gross, right? Because we decided that gross was out.
Correct. Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Is it snakes? It's going to be snakes.
For nothing. That's just Anthony's cupcake. That's vegan.
Oh, fuck yeah. I get a cupcake?
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
Okay, let's fly in Arasha's treat.
Oh.
Oh, hell
yeah.
Whoa.
This looks sick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Could you tilt it, Arasha?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to.
Safely.
Okay, let's see.
Wait, is that a real cake?
It is a real cake.
Here is my cake. This is my, I think, my yearbook photo from when I was in first grade. And you guys are all wearing shirts of it, aren't you?
Yeah. We're all wearing shirts of you.
Oh!
It's such a cute photo.
You guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You actually look darling.
Yeah, do you love it?
I love it.
Like it really, like your eyes really bring out my eyes.
That might be the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
You know, I think we have this photo because you airdropped it during our annual Buca di Beppo dinner.
Was it that night that I did that?
I think so. That's how I had it.
Oh, okay. So my mom does this funny thing where like she'll just get nostalgic and like start looking at old photos, and then she'll send me photos of them. And so she must have done that night. And then I was like, everybody needs to see how adorable I was when I was in first grade.
Yeah.
My mom will also sometimes send me childhood photos, and then I'll see that she sent it to me like 8 times over the past 8 years.
Oh, no.
The same photo taken.
Because she only has 3 different photos of you.
But like taken with not like a screenshot, not the same picture.
Yeah.
Like she'll take a picture again as if she's like, oh, I love this photo.
Oh, God.
That's so
it's
sweet.
Really cute.
I like how displeased you look in this photo.
You don't think I look happy?
No. Not at all.
I I think you're,
you look like you smelled some shit under somebody's shoe, and you're like, what is that? Why do you look so unhappy?
I think I look very happy. That's why I shared it with all my friends when my mom sent it to me.
It looks especially good because it's there's always some warpage going on the shirt.
Yeah, that's definitely really great.
You look really great from looking straight down.
What do you guys think of my outfit?
I mean, snatched.
I can't really see it. What is it? Thank you.
Was this made by somebody from our department? Oh, okay.
I just requested a cake. I don't know why it's so tall.
It is so beautiful, you guys. I think this is the best cake I've ever gotten.
I'm really surprised you didn't like stab her photo.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
You didn't say first bite.
Oh, oh no. Here we go. First bite.
Here's a fork for you.
You guys are supposed to feed me. What the heck?
What?
On your birthday, you get hand fed.
I can feed you.
That's a
is
wedding.
That not what happens on people's birthdays?
I can feed
that's
you. I'll feed
does.
You.
Thank you.
I'll be a good
and
host.
You guys have to feed me
too. We'll both feed you at the same time.
Yeah, that was
okay.
Yeah, I bet you regret that now.
No, I don't. I really liked it.
I, for some reason, thought we were going to cut into that and there was going to be like snakes in it.
You guys think I would pull a joke on you and like give you something gross and
that's
scary?
What I'm saying. I feel like there's like cardamom in this shit.
I would never do that.
Oh, yeah, right? The middle.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Like I really was expecting that.
There's nothing in
that. I thought under the tray was just going to be a cake.
No, we all decided no more gross food.
I like how Ian's digging through the side to see if we
I'm trying to see if there's like fruit in there. But
there is nothing.
It's just
a cake.
You guys, I really feel so thankful that you got this for me. And I actually got you guys something too.
You got us something?
For my birthday.
No you got way. Us something That's for no. your birthday?
Happy birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday to me.
So it's a photo of me.
It's a photo of me.
I'm pretty sure you just did. You just type in Ian Hecox and Anthony Padilla on Google image search.
But cringe.
But
yeah,
cringe.
I added a couple of words after that.
This is
like
not,
stupid and ugly.
What are you talking about? I look so cool and
I
hot.
I look so snatched here.
What were you pitching?
The word I'm using.
What
snatched
are you
is the word of the day for Ian.
What were you pitching in this photo?
this is you to the sharks.
I was pitching just me looking like a handsome gentleman.
Also, this was just got stung by a bee on the neck. So it's kind of insensitive that you thought this was funny. I was in a lot of pain, obviously.
No, I didn't think it was funny. I just wanted you guys to like celebrate my birthday. So
this is bringing back traumatic memories of that.
How dare you?
Well, maybe you
I went into anaphylactic shock.
Arasha, we've talked about this.
I just mean, like, maybe you can move on from your past. Like, you guys have my first grade past on your stomach.
Move on? You think it's that easy, Arasha?
You know what? You're right. I'm over the trauma now. Thank you.
Ian, thank you.
Thank you for the exposure. That was some good exposure therapy.
No worries. Ian, do you feel better now, too?
Ian feels better now he has cake.
I feel better because I have cake.
It is really good cake.
They did a good job.
This is the best cake I think I've ever gotten.
I thought it was styrofoam. Like, it literally looks...
It doesn't
does not,
look real.
It looks fake.
They did such a good job.
Should we talk about birthdays?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our first prompt for Arasha's worst birthday party ever is just talking about our relationship with birthday parties. How do you feel like this party's going?
Can we get a tattoo?
I feel like it's going pretty good because like I've never been in a place where I had like virtually unlimited cake.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is really not the worst birthday. This is kind of the best.
You have worse birthdays than this?
Yeah.
Where does this rank?
Yeah.
Out of like the past 25 birthdays.
Yeah.
Is
that your way of telling me how old you are?
You didn't know my age?
Legally, they're not allowed to ask. 20s.
Yeah, we're not allowed to ask.
Oh.
Because
you thought she was older?
We're
Anthony,
not allowed to ask.
That. You can't do that.
We're not allowed to ask.
That's fucked up.
We're not allowed to ask.
But you just said you thought she was 27.
No, I didn't.
Did he say that?
He definitely said
no,
that.
No, I did not.
That's so messed up.
But
don't gaslight me right now, bro.
You think I was older?
No.
Younger.
I can tell by your behavior.
This is the worst birthday party ever.
This man, first he calls her 27, and then he says, you're acting like a child.
I'm sure being 27 is fine. Exactly. Don't diss 27-year-olds out there.
How does this rank against your 25 birthdays that you've had so far?
I think this is like number 7.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
7 out of 25.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, it's pretty good. The cake is truly beautiful. I think this is the best cake I've had. This is number one.
Have you ever had your face on a cake before?
I think I've had my face on a cake before.
It's pretty common.
Yeah, but I don't think it's been for my birthday.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
What was it for?
You know, just like general celebrations.
General celebrations?
Yeah.
Or like when you got the Marvel movie and you had right. your face on the
Oh, right.
And he wasn't Aaron there. Made that yeah. cake for me too.
Yeah.
Anthony yeah, I was sick that day.
No, you weren't back you weren't. Yet.
You weren't here yet.
I was getting milk.
You were still
yeah,
pre Anthony. What do you think was your favorite birthday? I think this question might
Okay.
Well, I have a different question, but I'll ask what was your favorite what was your favorite birthday?
I want to hear your favorite and least favorite birthdays that you've had.
And then I want to hear how your 21st birthday was. I feel like everyone has an interesting 21st.
My 21st is unfortunately not exciting because that one was over COVID.
Oh.
Yeah. Ugh. I know. It's okay. Well, actually, I think that's a lie.
What?
Wait, yeah. I think I'm lying, actually. Right. No, I'm lying. I'm lying. Okay. I'm lying. My birthday was 3 months before COVID, so
very different.
Yeah. I did have a 21st, but it was actually quite lackluster.
It
I guess
felt like everyone had COVID.
Well, yeah. Right. I think I was sensing it in the air.
Yeah,
Anthony is pretty sure he got COVID like in December. So
Of 2019.
Of 19.
Oh yeah.
No.
So
no, mine was it. Well, my brother was also graduating from college. And he had a December graduation, so that kind of got morphed into my 21st birthday. So we were all in Colorado for that.
Got it.
Yeah. So you know, I hate to say it, my birthday unfortunately gets outshined by the Rain. Holidays.
That sucks.
Overall,
did you get December. Gifts on both growing up, or did they combine?
No, I often got a lot of people, like family and friends, would just kind of be like, "This is just an extra nice present because I invested right. more in it for your birthday."
Right, that
you got the
sucks.
Better version of
yeah.
But did you really though?
I mean,
or did they just say it was extra good?
I mean, I'm sure sometimes people would justify spending a little bit more money on it, but I definitely would have preferred a separate occasion.
Yeah.
Gift.
Right. Yeah.
I think so. Just because, like, when you group things together, sometimes it definitely lessens the significance of it. So it doesn't feel like, oh, this is a really special birthday present. It just feels like this is a little like holiday season gift that kind yeah. of culminates all this.
Yeah.
And it's not fair, like, if your brother gets two gifts a year and you're only getting one.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? I think so. I've heard of people online though that they have their birthdays like right around holidays. So they just pick another birthday and they just decide that, like, okay, April is my birthday and that's when we're celebrating.
Wait, people can pick
year.
Their own birthdays?
You can just pick it.
My birthday is too close to Thanksgiving, but it doesn't really matter.
That's true.
Right. Does that affect you? Has no. that like mentally upsetting?
No, because I also like don't really, I'm not like crazy about birthdays.
Mm.
Me neither.
I'm just like, oh, all right, I'm 1 year older again.
Do you
all
think
right,
it's because you guys have gotten like older?
Dang.
Yeah, I've already had 37 of them, so right. I just don't even care.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, it's probably just because like my life is so amazing as is. I don't need to throw parties to make it better. You know what
wow.
I mean?
Wow.
Maybe you're that way though yeah. because your birthday is so close to Thanksgiving, so you've been raised
that's
with
true.
This like gratitude.
Mm-hmm. That's,
oh, yeah, he has.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's one nice way to look at it, I
so.
Suppose.
I think you've got to.
Yeah. First. Okay, let's hear about the best birthday ever,
I mean,
Rasha.
You guys, like, they're generally, like I said, unfortunately, not as memorable because they really just end up being overshadowed by other stuff that's going on. So it really doesn't have to be sad. It's like, it's just like, it's usually that people are away. Or spending time with their families. So I haven't often thrown birthday parties growing up. Now as an adult, I am trying to embrace it and just kind of push past that and be like, I'm just going to celebrate my birthday and whoever's here is here.
Mm.
But growing up, I didn't really throw a lot of birthday parties because I didn't think a lot of people would show up due to that timing.
And you've never just had the party a week earlier.
No.
Because that's not on your birthday.
Because you could do that. And then you could also just lie to people and tell them that your birthday is earlier.
I don't want to lie.
That's come on. You love lying.
I don't love to.
Well, maybe someone could throw her a surprise party a week early. Do you ever think about that? Maybe
damn.
She's waiting for someone to
damn.
Do the gesture for her.
Yeah.
Kind of like we are right now.
Have any of y'all ever had a surprise birthday party?
No. I would hate that.
I've had one.
You
I think
have?
I think it was for...
people?
It might have been for my 30th.
You don't remember?
Wow.
My girlfriend at the time threw me a surprise party. My friend came down from Sacramento and he was like, oh, like I want to see some stuff in LA. And I was like, cool, I'll take you. Like, let's go. and we were, and it was a ploy.
Get you out of the house?
Yeah, it kept me out of the house for multiple hours.
Multiple.
And then when I was driving up my street, like, I guess one of my other friends from Sacramento also drove down and was walking down the street to get into the house, like, as I was, like, pulling up. And he, like, dove into, like, a bush.
Crazy.
To, like,
commitment.
Stay hidden.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was surprised.
Did he miss the reveal then? Because he was in the bush, like, when you arrived?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
That's okay.
Damn.
He was there for the party.
You liked that?
Yeah, do you like surprise birthday parties?
Yeah, it was cool. And people tried to dress
like
they tried to dress like me.
That's funny.
I love that.
That is really
funny.
So
people had, like, at that time I was wearing like flannel shirts or like animal print button ups.
Mm.
And
I feel like you still do this.
Animal print, less so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, it was very silly. Some people had little wigs on.
That's right. Cute.
Yeah, it was fun.
Aw.
It was pretty cool.
What about you, Anthony?
I don't think I've ever had a surprise birthday party.
Not yet.
Yeah, would you want that?
I don't think I'm into being celebrated.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, say more.
I just, it's too much.
Would you want to be like publicly insulted and hated instead? Like a surprise hatred
gathering? No, that's too much attention too.
I could call you a cook.
You call me that anytime you want. But no, I'm just not, like I... It sounds bad, but I purposely didn't show up to work this year on my birthday.
No, I get that.
Year, because I was like, the last thing I want is for everyone to like
you
sing happy birthday.
I get that.
Didn't show up to work.
Yeah, I took all my meetings remote.
I actually really get that. Working on your birthday is awful. Everyone says like happy birthday to you. And they make a whole moment out of it.
I'm like, it's just too much attention.
I think that's so interesting to hear as somebody who makes an effort to try to make other people feel special. It's interesting to hear the perspective that maybe that's not the kind thing to do. Mm. And some people actually just want to move on and not be...
And blend in.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, I feel like just feeling respected by and appreciated by people is enough. I don't need like the grand gesture. It just feels like a lot to me.
That is so fascinating. I feel like, you know, a lot of people, it's interesting that you bring up like The Office here, because that's what we were talking about, right? Like when it's someone's birthday, I feel like we all draw attention to that person. We definitely try to make them feel special and sometimes even like overcompensate to make sure that you have a specific moment with this person to be like, happy birthday. I'm so happy to have you in my life. Like all of these things. Mm-hmm. But some people just don't want that.
Yeah. You know, I think what the issue is the birthday song is way too long and it puts too much focus on you. So I think it was awful.
You're right.
If it was Vine length, I would be into it.
Okay, so I think what we should do right now is come up with a new birthday song that won't embarrass people in public.
All right.
Okay. All right. And should we avoid saying the word happy birthday so that other people don't get in on it and go, "It's your birthday?" Or do we like the attention?
No, you should still acknowledge that it's your birthday.
Okay.
All right.
So
I'll go first.
I'm just gonna pitch.
Okay, you got a pitch for us?
No, we're just gonna pitch.
Hold this guy up while you pitch.
Let's hear your pitch.
This Ian is speaking, but this Ian is who it is on the inside.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's your birthday. It's your special day. Hey.
Okay.
For me?
It kind of just felt like you worked at Chili's or something.
Okay. Is that a bad thing?
You know what restaurant has a fire celebration song? Rainforest Cafe.
Let's hear it.
They bring out the volcano. I don't know all of it, but they start by like the whole crew is like, volcano. And then like there's just like shouting.
Is it like the happy birthday?
Oh, maybe it is that. I just like when they scream volcano and then they bring like a volcano that's on fire to you. That's fun.
That is fun.
At least that happy birthday song is faster, but I feel like that's more for like the sake of like not dedicating a ton of like labor. Because they're like, all right, everyone needs to get back to their jobs. Like,
right.
So they're like,
which is realistic.
It is kind of fucked up that like people have to be like taken from the jobs that they're doing to like go over and like do this thing that nobody wants anyway.
Right.
Because who likes actually getting the birthday song sang to them?
I actually like it.
You do?
As the receiver?
I do like it. Yeah. I like it.
You like a bunch of strangers crowding around. They look like they don't want to be there because they don't.
Yeah.
That's rude.
That's
rightfully so.
Whenever I'm at a restaurant and it's like around my birthday, I'm like, don't fucking sing to me.
Really?
Yeah,
I think if you don't want to be around me and sing happy birthday, I definitely, I understand.
If you want it, I am
But if you want to, I find it as a moment. Okay, this is going to sound so cheesy and stupid, But I find it as like kind of a cue to reminisce over the past year of my life.
So are you like thinking about the past year as you're being sung to?
I
like
am.
Moments are flashing by and you're I am. Oh, my life.
I think it's slower. It's a dramatic and I think it's actually an emotional moment. So as people are singing, I'm like, gosh, okay, so 25. How is
that? I could
that?
See that.
I'm thinking,
I reserve that for like New Year's, but
I'm thinking nothing but how can I like speed this process up?
you're like trying to problem solve.
But you know what? I think that's because that's what we've been pushed as a society to, you know, not embrace the awkwardness, but to just sit on it and even call it out to run away from it.
Okay.
I think we're a little uncomfortable with that. Yeah. But I think you can have your own moment. That's why I try to internalize it when you're right. Arguably, it is awkward. Mm-hmm. But if you make it your own moment, then you're only concerned about what's going on in here. Wow. It doesn't matter what other people do.
I should be thinking, how can I make this about me more often?
I mean, your life is about you.
You're the main character of your own life.
That's crazy.
It's your journey, King. True.
I just realized that it's not being acknowledged on my birthday that is awkward for me.
Yeah.
It's just the whole like spectacle of it. And then everyone is like, and they all join in. Mm-hmm. My ideal birthday would be everyone is for some reason wearing a hat. And when they see me, they go like this.
Oh, a little tip.
And that's it.
Just the tip.
And then no one has to join in and be like, oh, I should do that too. I should sing.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's worse? Strangers clapping for other people at a birthday at a restaurant or strangers clapping on a plane when it lands?
Plane.
Yeah, plane. Birthday, like there's a reason.
The plane.
I do clap for other people's birthdays at restaurants.
I thought you were going to say on a plane.
I do too. No. I clap for other people.
You should. Yeah.
But you're celebrating life.
I am actually going to bring a different setting as well. How about after a movie ends? Why are we clapping?
Right.
Oh, it depends.
Ian definitely claps at the end.
Have you clapped at the end of a movie?
I think so.
Yeah. No shame.
I mean, definitely like premieres.
Sure. Oh, premieres. That's different. Everyone there who made it.
Exactly. You know? The people who aren't present, I'm just kind of like, we as an audience don't have to clap for this projection.
Just for the sake of a potential short, could I hear your guys' songs?
Oh, yeah. I thought you might swing back to that. Yeah. Anthony, after you?
Me?
Birthday Thanks. Song? New birthday song?
We've got 37 years of experience on us.
All right. B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y. That's it.
Did you spell it right?
I don't know.
I think you did. I think I was keeping track.
It was just really quick.
R-T-H.
Yeah.
T-H.
Okay. I believe
D-A-I.
You.
Oh. Guy?
Did you pause or do you have to burp? You didn't.
I think you.
Yeah, figure it out. Ha ha. Figure it out. Ha 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 ha. You think it's so easy.
You just threw it. You just literally did a motion to throw it.
Oh! I'm sorry.
Why can't you do
it? How do these work? I thought they were supposed to explode.
Mine broke, dude.
The girls who get it, get it.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. So celebrated.
I don't think these things...
Oh. Yep, that's one way to do that.
Pulling from the rear.
Is there an actual
Don't say that.
I just poke that and then throw.
Yeah, that is the way.
Woohoo!
Yeah, woo! Sorry.
Wow.
For the listeners, we're just having... We're struggling with some confetti here.
We're just having a party.
Arasha, let's hear your song. I thought you can get away from it.
I like the song how it is right now.
She needs it to be long so she can like reminisce.
Right, I need time.
She wants it longer, not shorter.
Yeah, I gotta go through each day of the year.
She wants it to have like a three acts, you know, in a bridge and a chorus that it keeps coming back to.
Okay. Who the fuck is that?
What loser kept their phone?
People call you?
Ooh, it's potential spam.
It's potential spam. It's potential spam. It's
potential spam. Bro, potential spam calls you
Answer.
Too?
Answer.
Hello. Yeah. All right.
What if it was a debt collector?
What did they want?
They wanted my money.
They said, hi, we're potential spam calling you.
Yeah.
Like your money.
Yeah. Do you have any money to give us?
Well, spam is the family name.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Potential is the...
First name.
Yeah. So they're given it. It's their given name.
Okay.
Have you guys not had bad birthdays? No bad birthday stories?
Well, my 21st was I didn't celebrate.
Aww.
And so I was at somebody else's party and I was like, "Oh yeah, it's my birthday."
What do you mean, "Oh yeah," like you forgot?
No, I just didn't care. And I turned 21, but I was already drinking.
Ian,
don't encourage that.
But it was like I revealed it so late that like there was no time to like go out to a bar, and I didn't want to go out to a bar anyway.
Wait, so no one around you knew that it was your birthday?
I don't remember your 21st birthday.
Yeah, no.
Were you with him?
I don't think you even told anyone.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, you should know when your friend's birthday is.
Right? I knew it was his birthday. I don't remember.
I barely know my sister's birthday.
That's crazy.
I would have wished you if I was born.
What? I would have wished you if I was born.
On your 21st birthday.
Oh, wish.
Yeah, we were still cooking.
Happy birthday.
He's just a womb.
Aaron and I weren't around. Yeah.
I remember my 21st birthday. It was really lame.
What was it?
Yeah. Did we play beer pong in the garage?
I don't think we did anything together. I just remember drinking some whiskey. Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I drank some Jack Daniels.
Whoa.
On the rocks.
Ugh.
And I had like three
cups. Bro, what's
cups,
wrong with
and then
you?
I got drunk and fell asleep on the couch.
That's awesome.
Oh.
So
did you
do
this by yourself?
I think so.
Oh.
Stop it.
Our roommate, Corey, I think was there too. But he was playing Call of Duty.
But not Ian?
I don't know where Ian was, but
fake
I think
friends.
Corey was playing Call of Duty and
guys.
I just fell asleep on the couch.
How are you guys best friends, but then like don't even know it's your 21st and celebrating with each other?
Well, I didn't celebrate my birthday.
We were too busy celebrating other milestones.
Yeah, we're
like
too busy.
Right,
awesome.
Like being OG
like being
YouTubers.
The number one
yeah.
most subscribed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So like,
right.
you know, in comparison, birthdays ain't shit.
No, I really didn't celebrate my birthday at all. I don't think, like, did you even ever? Oh, there are some photos of you at one of my birthday parties when I was like 13.
Oh.
Okay. We're playing like GoldenEye or something.
Yeah, I bet you I could find it.
I think I know what you're
right
talking about. I think
phone.
I know what you're talking
and
about.
And I think the funniest part of it is that you were wearing the exact same shirt I was wearing.
What?
Randomly, our parents both bought us the same shirt at Target.
Was it one with my face on it?
I wish.
A little different.
Dude, I mean, if I had this, I would have gotten all the ladies.
Are you guys going to? Well,
that's a little weird.
Strange.
What?
If
it's
my
a cool shirt.
Face helped you
look,
pick up.
Here it is.
No way.
Look, Ian and I are wearing the same shirt.
No way! Oh,
it's wait, just a is... for the viewers at home. It's a white T-shirt.
No,
well, no,
it's
no,
a, it's a white
no.
V-neck.
It's,
not,
it's yeah. a V-neck, and it has like outline. It has like a trim
on the arms and the neck.
Yeah,
that's
styling.
It's just a Hanes T-shirt.
And here's another. Wait, where is it? I think that we're like 12 or something. And here's another photo.
Oh yeah, there.
And
we are.
We're all. I'm Dude. With all these dudes, and we're playing N64.
That could be
I'm
anybody. You
I can't believe
all
I'm sitting like.
When you were
sick.
A kid, did birthday parties feel like they never ended? Like they felt so long. Like they were endless. Just endless.
Like
fun.
You wanted people to go away.
No, like it was just like so much fun. Like the night never, and you were Aww. Like, we have this whole day to have fun.
That's there's a good there's a pretty reasonable explanation for that. It's because like when you're a kid, everything is novel.
That's true.
So Ooh. You're taking it all in, but as you get older. There's not so many novel experiences, so your perception of time
right.
yeah
is much
that's
faster.
Fair
as a kid I don't yeah you don't know what's happening
that's
I've
so
eaten
true.
So
like,
much
I'm
of this
Funland.
Fucking cake and
that's
I'm
all you man
stop.
Yeah I birthday parties as a kid I feel like there was just more structure to them
mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know like probably because obviously like parents were
yeah, your parents
them.
Put together an itinerary
right right so they're like everybody shows up we're gonna have like circle time and
right.
then we're gonna have opening gifts
which
and
is so awkward to just cake. Sit there and open presents from people and be like yay thank
okay yeah
you.
How do you guys feel about that yeah. opening gifts at a birthday party
oh, with like everyone staring at you
yeah
you
we because I think I was just talking about this with Amanda because we were talking about opening gifts at a baby shower mm. and how, you know, I think we'd also skip that.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, it's Dan and Andy here from No Such Thing as a Fish, your favorite new podcast that you haven't heard yet.
That's right. We are a podcast that's been going 10 years, and each week we bring four of the best facts we've heard that week to the table to blow each other's minds, as well as yours.
Here's a fact, Dan. Did you know that the people of Iceland can use 95% of a cod?
Okay.
They're just working on that last 5%.
If you want to find out how they do that, why they do that, and why we're talking about that, check out No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts now.
I should say, despite my fact having cod in it, this is not a podcast about fish. It's about everything. I just happened to pick one of the worst and most confusing facts possible. Ta-ra!
Really?
I don't know if I would open gifts in front of people. I feel like that's less
weird. I feel like birthday is definitely the most awkward time because everyone is looking at you.
And they're jealous.
Yeah.
They're jealous.
Yeah. Well, I feel like at baby shower, nobody gives a shit because they're like, oh, here's a spatula.
Why you get an iPod Shuffle?
But it's like,
why
it's
are
like
you giving
as
a spatula
kid,
at a baby shower?
Because the baby's got to learn how to cook.
You give them,
you got to put
the
them to work.
No, you give Stop. Them baby clothes and toys.
They,
and
they yearn
bassinets.
For labor.
See, the way that I feel about that is I think how you guys feel about birthdays. I don't want to open presents with everybody's eyes on me
right.
and the attention. That is where I feel like I fall flat.
I think the birthdays make sense because it's like, yeah, I feel like when you're a kid, all the presents your friends are getting or that you're getting, it's like you want it as well. So there's a little bit of jealousy, like, oh, like I really wanted that Pokemon booster pack.
I'm imagining you as an adult getting jealous of your friends getting
this
stuff.
This is Ian's narrative.
That motherfucker got a Best Buy gift card. I needed a new Dyson vac.
That is why you won't come to my birthday parties.
Yeah, I'm gonna get too jealous because you're gonna get good stuff, Arasha, and I'm gonna have to sit there and watch Arasha getting a gift card at Chili's.
Well, look
so
at
she
Arasha
can get
getting another present.
She can get a triple dipper.
It's called being excited for other people's wins.
I don't want to celebrate their wins. I want the presents.
I think Christmas is less awkward because you kind of go back and forth.
Yeah.
Everyone's opening. Yes.
Exactly.
We're all engaging in
but
it.
But birthdays, it is a little awkward. But as a kid, you don't give a shit. You're just ripping apart the present and you're getting
it. Oh, okay. You know what makes me mad, though, is the videos that I watch of like siblings and like the little brother or the little sister will blow out the candles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you all take
me heated.
Did you all take wishing on your birthday very seriously?
Yes.
Yeah.
So serious.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever have a wish that came true?
You know, I have to admit, mine usually involved boys.
So no.
Mean.
I mean.
That was really hurtful.
It's her birthday,
bro,
Ian.
Bro,
it's
she just
to be
wants
nice.
A boy.
I just wanted a boy. I really did.
I think someday.
Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah. I mean,
did it? Wait, did it ever happen? Did it ever come true?
No.
Did it happen when you stopped wishing for boys?
Yeah.
And then you got a boy.
Oh,
actually,
that's the hack.
The trick to get boys.
That was it. Well, I wasn't just like boys. Like it was, yeah. It was like it was always specific boys.
It was like
right?
I want okay. Carlos like, to walk up to me and hand me a paper. That's
yeah, right. Yeah. It was like it was always like, please give me this boy.
Yeah,
that's really vulnerable. Wow.
Give
I can't believe,
me.
I
can't
that.
Believe
you know, give
believe,
it to me.
Can't believe that prayer to God didn't like make its way through.
I know. Wait, yeah, I started doubting my faith.
Yeah,
I mean, usually when I was a kid, yeah. Like I was like wishing for like the Fed to cut interest rates. You know.
Awesome.
Right.
Because I was like, you know, I really, I, you know, as like an 8-year-old, I had dreams of owning a home.
Totally.
Right.
So, hey, you were ahead.
That's
you
such a millennial old. Privilege.
Yeah. So I was yeah. like, man, the Fed really needs to cut interest rates, man.
And did that happen?
Yeah, it did. It did, yeah. Yeah, so my wish came true.
Dude, there's so many people in the comments right now thanking you for that.
Yeah.
But, well, the interest rates are back up.
Oh, well.
So,
yeah.
That's
it's not good right now.
You're not having enough birthdays.
Yeah,
you're not blowing out candles.
Wait, when was the last time you wished that?
When I was 8.
Yeah. Dude, it hasn't happened since
you gotta
then.
Get back yeah. in there.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, I might have caused the 2008 financial.
I was just going to say,
right?
Well, the last time the economy was good was probably like your 8th birthday.
So yeah. It's the opposite. You have to wish for the economy and not wish for boys.
Yeah.
And then.
Because I think good boys will come with a good economy. You know?
Let's
think
break
about
that.
Yeah, they go
down.
Hand in hand.
Think about that, guys.
They go hand in hand.
Think about that. Are you really gonna get a good guy in a bad economy?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
If a guy can't afford
I
a house, he's not gonna be a good partner.
Here. I think we have something there.
I think so.
Good boys equals
if
good
I'm
money.
Frustrated about how I can't afford to finance a home, I'm not gonna be a good partner.
I'm not gonna treat my
but
woman.
I do think that like a good economy could turn a good guy bad though.
Like the song.
Right. Okay.
Because
so
like maybe
boys.
He'll get too much money and then maybe he'll think like, oh, I'm better than this. I can find somebody else. You know?
Yeah. Right. No, there's a correlation. Right when you stopped wishing for the good economy was when I started wishing for good boys. Mm. There's a pattern here.
All right. So the lesson here is stop wishing.
I think it's that you need to have a birthday cake and blow out some candles.
Okay. Okay.
So that
got it.
We can all
oh,
have
we didn't have
boys.
Candles for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. The cake is plenty.
I'm trying to think if I ever made any birthday wishes. I think I might have literally wished for girls to like me, too.
Thank Aww. You.
I want that girl to like me.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what you
sure.
wish for when you're a
of
kid.
Course.
I feel like that's your like big secret wish.
Yeah. And then you get now, because I thought the wish was going to come true, I got super confident, made it happen.
Damn.
Wow.
Opposite for me.
Did it? Did one of the girls you wished for, did it ever come true?
No, I lied.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you have any particularly bad birthday parties?
I mean, my mom, actually, to loop back in with surprises, my mom threw me a little surprise thing for my maybe like 8th birthday. Mm. I think I remember that. And that was sweet. I think at the time, I definitely was very grateful and I thought it was great to see my friends. I certainly wasn't expecting that. But I ultimately realized from then on that I also despised surprises.
What was it about it?
I just didn't like not being in the know. Mm. I just need that control, I think, over planning and, you know, like kind of you guys were expressing, like making sure that everyone's having a good time. I'd also like to make sure of that beforehand and kind of be able to plan everything out, making sure everything is good. Mm. I just don't like, I think it's because I don't trust another person to do the job as good as I can.
But imagine if you trusted someone so much and they got it just right. That and, sounds good, right?
And yes, exactly that. I was actually just thinking about that as I was like thinking about parties and birthdays and stuff. I think somebody one day could do it exactly right.
The one.
The boy.
No pressure.
The boy, I think, could do a really great party.
Yeah.
And if it, like, I guess, checked off all of my, like, picky needs.
Then you get married.
Then I guess my wish would come true.
What are your birthday needs?
I think it would just be like all the different elements, you know? I would have to be really keen on the guest list and make sure that everybody I really loved was there. And also I would need to make sure that like if there is somebody that wouldn't make me feel my best on my day, I wouldn't have them there.
Right.
And again, that just feels like so much trust to give to another person.
Right.
And with my OCD, I just can't. I just don't really think I'd be able to get there.
What cast member would you like at your party?
And which one would you not like there?
Yeah.
At my party? I invited literally everybody.
Yeah, but like which one would you be like most happy to see?
Or maybe how about which one could plan my birthday?
Okay.
I'm going to just take your question.
Actually,
and
that's
it.
Good. That's good. That's good.
It's fine. You don't want
you
us
trust?
To clip it. I get
you
it.
There's nobody that I wouldn't want at my birthday.
Are you
I
sure?
Literally invited the whole company.
I mean, we all know. We all know who.
I will say.
Aaron's not a cast member.
I will say Angela does make parties very fun because she usually shows up with like some random surprise aspect about the party.
Is that right?
She'll gift people things or she'll have like an activity.
Oh,
and she'll get people like in on something. So like I recommend inviting Angela to parties.
Oh, okay.
You want like a nice surprise.
And she'll bring her special bolognese.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. She brings a big pot of her bolognese to every party.
Yeah.
It's very
canonically.
Weird. Very weird.
Yeah.
I don't she's think
like, you gotta try my bolognese.
Yep, she's always
is
saying
that your
that.
Impression of Angela.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Monsters Inc. girl.
Boo?
No, the one at the front desk.
Oh Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski. Yep.
Try my bolognese.
I feel like there is in the future, like there could be someone that could plan a perfect surprise birthday party, but they'd have to know me so well.
It's me.
Like, so well.
I would throw you a wonderful surprise.
Really?
Party. Oh my gosh. I see on the other end, have me plan your party. I will throw a wonderful, wonderful birthday party. I threw a great surprise birthday party for Fabian last year for his 31.
What was the like coolest aspect that you planned?
I printed his face out onto like stickers. And so it was like him, it was like his face with a party hat and it said 31 and it was like confetti. So I threw it all around the room. So it's like everywhere.
And she found his nemesis and ran him over with a car.
Oh, that's good too.
Before
they like cut him out.
Yeah, she like took a photo of the aftermath and then put it in a little present box.
Yeah, that's why Ian couldn't be there.
Oh.
Yeah, it took a while for me to recover.
The coma and all.
Yeah, the coma.
My God.
Dude, man, how crazy would it be to be in a coma? You ever thought about that?
I have. I mean, think about how many birthdays you miss.
It depends on how long the coma is.
It could be none.
I think
it could just be a few months.
Okay.
If you were in a coma, would you like to be able to hear everything?
I think you can.
No, but would you like to? Because I feel like
I don't think you get a choice.
Well, I feel like some people say they were like able to like hear everything.
I would love that. I would love that.
What would you
hear everyone like on your bedside just like crying over you?
People would like confess things. That'd be juicy.
Totally. If you guys saw that, like,
I don't think people just confess things to somebody because they think they're not. Like,
actually, maybe.
Like,
guys, literally, really in the episode of Hannah Montana, like, they're like, "I love you."
So you want people to confess their love to you while you're?
Miley Cyrus was in a coma in Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
When did I miss that?
Yeah. I'll send you a link.
Okay, cool.
It's crazy.
I've heard about people that were in comas for like an extended amount of time.
Yeah.
Like life, the whole world is so different.
That's what's scary, I think, is the time passing. I think comas are just like extreme FOMO.
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, I just skipped forward like I went to sleep. You actually lose those years of your life, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're like, holy shit, I just missed out. Everybody had so much fun. I missed all these birthday parties and all these events. And what that happened, and it's this day. And it's like, that's why people, I feel like, after you've had like a serious coma like that, they're like, I got to start living every day.
Right.
'Cause I don't know how many days I got.
But imagine, like, you know, you watch the first Dune, you go into a coma for like 7 years, and you get to watch like all of Dune.
I actually haven't seen Dune.
You've basically been in a coma.
It. Yeah.
Do you think anyone brushes your teeth when you're in a coma?
Yes, absolutely.
Who?
Yeah.
The people working there.
That's nice.
Wait,
do you spit it out?
Wait, well, I don't know if you would need to. I mean, they would probably. It's probably included in the hygiene
in the package
that's done.
The hygiene package.
But you're probably getting fed through a tube, I would imagine.
But bad breath comes from saliva, does it not?
Yeah, but if you're not opening your mouth.
It comes from bacteria. The spiders that crawl into your mouth when your mouth is open.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going to research. I'll
Yeah, no, you definitely like they definitely clean. I'm
also
sure they
let
clean
me know
mouth.
If they have to wipe you or if it comes out of a tube as well.
I think it comes out of a tube.
Your shit?
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Well, your shit?
Does it all come out of a tube?
I think that's the hospital thing.
So you still shit when you're in a coma?
So it goes into a bag? Well, you got to digest for something, right?
Damn. I guess.
Keep your blood flowing.
I think it just goes in and out via tubes.
Everything kind of goes in and out via tubes.
Medical
That's
people.
So true. Think about
That's
it.
So true.
Medical people chime in, but I'm pretty sure it's like you got a tube that gives you sustenance, and then you got like a catheter.
What about floss?
Do they floss? Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, probably.
These are our real heroes.
Yeah.
You gotta get rid of the plaque.
The only thing I think I fear more than waking up from a coma is waking up with no memory.
Oh.
That sounds so nice. I would love that.
Oh, no, no.
Just restart?
Not all
like, start over? That sounds, I think I would like
You're not
that.
Starting over, though.
You're having
I guess you would be kind of scared at first.
Because you bear the scars of all that came before you.
I would Holy only shit. Like it if it meant you got to, like, abandon your life and start a new one. Like that one movie with Rachel
You can do
McAdams.
That.
The Vow.
You
yeah.
You don't
can
have
pay
to, you
someone
don't,
to help you do that.
Yeah, you don't have to get into a coma or whatever, get head trauma to do that.
The last you'll ever see of me.
Right. Okay. You could just
Bet.
Move away and be like, I'm fucking
Bet.
Done.
But like that's less dramatic.
Where are you moving?
Because I could meet new people and be like, I don't remember my past.
I would argue it's more dramatic to just really announce that you're done with everybody in your life and move to another place. And then you can lie in the new
that's
place
true.
And say, I don't remember my
but
past.
But then you're starting off your new life on like a lie, and that's not like morally right.
Where would you guys hide to?
Definitely out of the country.
I feel like Argentina, because I feel like a lot of the people there look like me, so I think I'd just blend in.
You look Argentinian?
Totally could be Argentinian.
Yeah.
Very white with blue eyes?
Yeah.
I'm seeing it with the khakis.
If you look at, like, Love is Blind Argentina, like, everybody just looks like me.
Everyone just looks Dutch.
I just got an ad for that on my Netflix, and I totally thought that was you on my screen.
I know. Surprise. Argentinian.
Argentinian. What about you, Anthony? Where are you going?
Egypt.
Chill with the pyramids.
Yeah, I get just really dusty.
Do you think you can climb them? How fast do you think you could run up one of those?
I've actually seen...
You have to climb.
I've seen GoPro footage of someone running up it.
Yeah.
I think you could do it in like 3.5 minutes.
No.
I was going to say like 30.
Well, you're talking about the freaking Great Pyramid?
The Great Pyramid.
The
of
big
Giza.
Guy, the big guy over
three
in Giza?
Minutes? Three
you cannot.
And a half
no,
minutes?
No, 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 no. Those fucking blocks are enormous.
Huge, well, huge pyramids.
I'm guessing 3.5 minutes.
That's crazy. No.
It's my guess.
Okay, this is
I'm going to guess.
37 minutes.
Ooh, that's a great guess.
Thank you.
You think 37 minutes?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to say an hour.
If you take breaks,
it depends. Well, you could do it fast. I feel like you could do it. You got a lot. You got because you're used to like hanging and doing pull ups and stuff. So I feel like you'd be able to mount those blocks.
Anthony can climb a pyramid
in 3.5 minutes.
You guys build a perfect replica of Great Pyramid of Giza. I will climb.
Yeah, that'll fit
in here. To climb the Pyramid of Giza.
There is no one definitive answer to this question, as it depends on a number of factors, including the person's fitness level, the route they take up the pyramid, and the weather conditions on the day of the climb. That said, it typically takes most people between 30 minutes and 1 hour to reach the top of the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Oh, I was close.
You could,
yeah.
I was close.
Three you could do minutes. It in 30.
And considering easy. Your fitness level, I think you could do it. Okay, that actually makes me think of like, I'm going to loop this back in with birthdays. How do you guys feel about destination birthday parties?
Whoa.
I think you're just it's like, you're doing a little bit much.
I'm into the idea just because it's like a reason to go out.
Yeah,
to another country or whatever.
That's kind of cool. I kind of like that idea.
Yeah. I'd be more into that than just driving down the street to my friend's house.
Mm. Yeah, because it's more special.
Like I could drive your friend.
I think it depends on the destination. If it's like an affordable trip and you're not like financially burdening your friends to be
there,
come to this big vacation with me to celebrate.
Also,
me.
There can't be any expectation that the friends have to show up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess I'm thinking more about the relationship to the person themselves more than the destination. Mm-hmm. I think if I were to attend a destination birthday or throw one, it would only be with close friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't think I would do something like a wide net of everybody meet in Ibiza, you know? Like it would be like, let me get five of my closest besties and let's go.
Yeah.
And I think I would not place an expectation on them to be there, but I would probably be like, hey, what do you guys think? Like,
shall
we all go do this together?
I actually really like that idea. I think I like hanging out with groups of people when you are out somewhere, like staying in a Airbnb or hotel together.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like you get to just like hang, like the party, like the hangout never stops and you're not like ready to go home. You're just like chilling there with them.
That's true.
All day, all night.
It's right.
Cool. I like those vibes.
True. Yeah. I think I'm on board for that.
Yeah.
Fair.
Maybe that's next.
Do you guys have anything else about birthdays you'd like to speak on before we move on? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Any good birthdays, bad birthdays?
Well, okay. So my birthday.
You have some icing on your face.
Nice.
You got it. Kind of.
It's still like right under the mustache.
Yeah. It's kind of stained the mustache. I don't know if you're going to get it out right now.
Sure. How long does it take the hair to dry under there?
Your mustache has turned white from the icing.
Stop.
Wait, what if it's just you?
What if it's white stuff?
Sorry.
So my birthday is in the fall. So one fun thing. When I was a kid, was we had these big trees out front in our front yard, and you know, fall, all the leaves would fall. So my dad would always rake up a big leaf pile
for us
to all jump in.
That is cute.
So that was a fun thing. Awesome. That was a fun thing for my birthday.
That's sweet.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
What age do you guys think you're gonna die?
Oh, great question.
I have an answer for this.
Oh, you do?
Please.
Yeah. So I'll be 84 years old. I'll fall asleep on the couch with my candle lit.
This is tracking.
And I won't realize that it's lit, and my new dog, Baxter, will have knocked it over.
New dog?
Baxter? Yeah. He'll have knocked it over, and I'll burn alive.
okay.
But Baxter will escape for a while. But
will
then,
you try to escape, or are you just going to accept it?
I'm dead too quick.
Got it.
Like 5 minutes.
Got it.
Burning alive is 3.5 minutes.
Oh, I got that mixed up with how long it takes to climb the pyramid. Okay.
Right.
And then, but then Baxter will come back because he's starving and he'll eat my body.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
and
no.
Who's going to watch Baxter after that? I'm kind of nervous for him.
He'll eat my body for a few weeks and someone will.
Yeah. Then.
Okay.
Then somebody will come and check.
But so 84.
Got it.
I
13
see.
Days.
Okay.
Interesting.
I think for me, probably like 42.
That's
and,
so soon.
Because I'm going to be, because I think like in my 40s, I'm going to hit a midlife crisis. And I'm like,
I can see that.
I have to break some kind of record.
You mean in 3 years?
What? When I'm 43?
No, in your 40s.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In my, well, but I'm 43 when I die.
Okay.
So in my 40s, I hit my midlife crisis, and my midlife crisis will be that I want to break a record, right? And so what I'm going to do for a record is the biggest tub of oobleck. Do you know what oobleck is?
No.
So it's like this green, like, slime.
You make it in, like, first grade.
You make it in, like, first grade, and you could, like, put things onto it, and, like, the... Because of, like, the surface tension or whatever, it would float. But if it's too heavy, then it sinks. So I think what's going to happen is I'm going to make the largest tub of oobleck.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to trip and fall face first into it.
Mm.
And then, like, and then I'm just going to, like,
right,
just kind of, like, slowly just, like.
And you won't realize that stopping will make you stop sinking. You'll keep fighting.
Yeah, I'll keep fighting. And but my face is just, like, still under. Under the oobleck. So I just die, like half my body is submerged.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, you know, my three children will.
You're having children in the next 6 years? Three kids within the next 6 years?
It's possible.
You gotta get going.
Yeah, my three children will all walk in and go, Papa.
So they can also walk already. So you're gonna have these kids in the next 3 years.
Yeah, I got a timeline.
You can have triplets. You can have triplets.
No, we don't do that in this household.
Okay.
That's not Argentinian.
Yeah.
So you guys just like have these visions. Like,
yeah, I see it
all
clearly.
The time.
I see
all
it clear.
The time. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you going to leave Smosh to in your will?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You leave it to me.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave it to someone else. I still have a few years to figure out who I'm leaving it to, though. Yeah. But it's going to be a chain.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that it never ends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I don't know that I have a specific age.
Like, you don't have visions of your death?
I don't have the exact vision. I'm not as fortunate, I guess.
Mm.
But I do have a feeling that I am going to be a grandmother.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah. So I think I'm hopefully going to be making it into my geriatrics.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's
good.
I have a feeling I'm going to die young. So we're so different.
You think?
Really? Yeah.
Also, psychic.
We haven't turned 27 yet.
I haven't. And a psychic told me I was going to die young while traveling. And I was like, why would you say that? Why would you say that?
That is the most
honestly, that's a really fucked up thing to say.
Yeah. That's the most messed up thing you can say.
Yes, I was like, yeah. I think it was because I was kind of like mean and I wasn't like believing what she was saying. So then she was like, I'm going to
get you. Oh, you're going to die while having sex.
Ha ha, I'm never dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Virgin bros for life.
Oh.
Really sad. So you're never going on a trip.
I'm literally flying to London on Friday, so.
Well,
you're not young anymore, so.
That's true.
We'll mourn you for a few years, thanks. But then soon enough,
yeah, we'll like,
Ian's death will overshadow.
Yeah, we'll like put your name, like, I don't know, we'll like name a bathroom after you. Or something.
Okay. Don't do the crying one, because that's for Tommy. Do like the pooping one.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. We'll do the one with the urinal in it.
Yeah, that's the pooping one.
Like, I'm going to go piss in.
In Aaron's bathroom.
In the Aaron bathroom.
Would you guys want to know your actual death day?
No.
Or would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
Well, if you know how, then couldn't you avoid that?
I think when. The how is kind of fun because I feel like I'm probably going to go like in a crazy way, but like I want it to be a surprise.
Oh.
I think there's something fun about life about that's the one thing that we don't know.
Mm.
We're all going to die, but we don't know when or how.
Yeah.
It's like that's a fun mystery.
That is fun.
No, I don't want to know how or when.
Because
I feel like it would be some kind of like weird paradox where like, if you knew when you were going to die, you would be doing something intentional to try to survive that day. And in doing that, that's why you died.
Mm.
You're like, I'm going to stay in my house and do nothing. And then Donnie Darko happens. A plane engine falls on your house.
So you're not living because you're afraid of dying.
Right. And then you die. And you die anyway.
On to YouTube questions.
Finding YouTube questions. Wow, that was
really good.
Actually, spot on, mate.
I gotta watch this show.
Might have blown out the speakers on the microphone.
Maybe.
Good. All right.
Maybe.
At SparkleCannon 6825, if you had to rename Smosh, what would the new name be?
Smoosh.
Probably like
Gosh.
Arasha.
Zoosh.
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 Arash.
Arash. It's close enough to Smosh.
Yeah.
Features a cast member.
What's like a name with everyone's names combined from the cast?
What? You want me to combine 15 names into one ship name?
Rami.
Your mind isn't strong enough.
Aramianian.
Whoa.
Armenian-ian.
Aramianian. Gents. Zenda.
Anthea.
I think I got everybody in there.
Anthea.
It sounds like we're reversing it.
That's actually cursed.
So I'd probably name it like
Zoosh over my pitch.
Arash.
Arasha.
Or like funny video channel.
iFunny.
Do you think that's taken?
Wait.
iFunny.
When Defy stole my old Facebook account, they renamed it from Smosh Anthony to something eventually later. I never got it back. But at one point I found it because I went into my settings and it was still linked to it. And they renamed it to something that was like Meme Universe.
Wow.
Or like Funny Meme Town or something weird.
They expanded.
And there was nothing but junk memes being posted on that account.
At jhoisey.2870. You have all collectively done so much with Smosh and outside of the company, but are there any goals or dream projects you guys want to do in the future?
Lots.
What are your goals? What are your dreams?
Yeah, I want The Rock to host an episode of Bit City.
That would be so good.
Real answer?
Okay. Real answer.
Maybe like a comedy special?
Like solo or?
Solo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right.
Ooh.
What do you mean, right?
I'm in on it.
But yeah, no, I think that's a dream goal of mine.
Okay,
awesome.
Stepping outside my comfort zone.
Okay, Anthony, doable. Rasha, what are your goals?
I mean, I want to keep expanding. You know, Smosh is already expanding as it is, but I also want to keep expanding my channel with more shows and more hosts and more fun stuff there. I just feel like there's more room for Smosh to expand in all these different directions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I think for me, you know, it's been super exciting to be a part of the internet world, so to speak, on YouTube. But I think for a long time, my dream has been and continues to be to plunge into the film and TV world as well.
Like plunge.
But you're going to say like into cold water and like do like a polar plunge.
Oh, yeah.
I could see and would support.
No, not at all.
Be a big cold plunge.
I don't want that at all. I literally want the opposite. I want to stay above water.
Okay.
Right. But I would love to continue to, I want to keep booking. For me specifically, I think I'd want to be a scream queen and
You want to be a horror movie.
I think so.
I could see that.
Thank you.
That'd be good.
Thank you.
I like that.
How's your scream?
It's really good.
Okay,
you have a really good horror scream.
Bring your microphone away.
All right.
Let's hear it.
So you're taking a shit, and a guy with a knife barges into the room.
It's pretty good.
That's good. You could have kept going.
No, there's that's something that I've discovered with my voice too, because I also really want to continue doing voiceover in lots of ways. But there's there's another like tone and level that I can hit with my voice. And sometimes like two tones can go off at the same time.
It seemed like two were going off.
Isn't that weird?
Did you learn how to scream properly or something?
No. But I mean, I don't know if you guys know this. I feel like I've talked to you about it before, but one of the jobs that I had before I was here at Smosh was I was the Bride of Frankenstein over at Universal Studios.
Ah.
Right. So I was screaming at strangers every time they tried to kiss me.
Oh my God. Wait, was that often?
Why were they trying to kiss you?
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, tourists are weird.
No, wait.
Wait, they're like, you're in a costume, I can kiss you.
Well, it was just like, you know, it would start with like maybe husbands trying to be like really silly. Because it's like one of the characters that like walk around the park.
Yeah.
But then there would just be like really weird guys that would just like, try to smooch. And I would simply
scream
in their face. And
it
would don't worry. I had a big old Frankenstein with me too. And
he'd smash their head into the pavement.
He would push them aside.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So the scream is developing.
It's good.
Thank you.
It's really good.
Thank you.
I really want to see the horror movie now.
Yeah. Appreciate I could see it. Yeah.
Thank you.
I can see it.
What about you, Aaron?
I'm going to win the Great British Bake Off.
Fair. That's fair.
My goal.
All right.
My biggest goal in life.
You got some time.
That's
Thank
an obvious
you.
One.
And okay, last question at Gabrielle8584. When you play Monopoly, which figure do you pick?
Oh,
The hat.
Do tell.
She's like the hat.
Why does the hat speak to you?
Yeah.
Because it's not an. I was about to say it's not an animal. I love animals, but I just don't personally resonate with animals. I've never had pets or anything.
Aww.
So I don't have as strong of a connection with like an animal in specific.
But a hat. I've literally never seen you wear a hat.
That's
before.
Not true. I wear hats all the time.
That's a lie. That's you're capping, bruh.
Guys in the room, you guys
I cannot
see me with
hats.
Bro,
you,
everybody is
bro,
nodding.
Bro, you capping
wait,
for
why
real.
Why can't I imagine you wearing
I've never
a
seen
hat.
You in a hat.
Oh, wait. No, you do wear like
no,
no,
no.
I wear baseball caps.
No, no, yeah. She capping for that. Real, for real, dog.
I'm sorry. Maybe you're just remembering my hair.
Deadass.
I see you wearing
no
the green Smosh hat in my head.
Oh, but everyone wears
green. I don't own the green.
But that was
you own one of them, though.
Yes, yes. I've got the tan one.
Oh, the tan
but
one.
That was for marketing purposes.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the photos that you took for the merch shoot.
Yeah,
that doesn't count. That
merch
doesn't count.
Merch
guys,
shoot.
Okay. Somebody,
you never just rolled up in a hat.
I will send you an edit of me only in hats that I will create myself.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hat.
Nah, deadass. You capping for real, dog.
I wear hats. And wait. I enjoy them and I like them. And here's another thing. I also like them on other people. I really like
wow.
I really like hats.
And you also
on
like the tiny, tiny little metallic hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that little hat on a guy, I'm yeah. swooning.
Wait, what kind of hat is it again? Is it a baseball hat or is it a cowboy?
It's like
hat?
A top hat. Yeah.
Oh, top hat.
It's like the Monopoly yeah. man's hat.
Yeah.
Monopoly man.
Yeah.
Hat.
It's sexy.
If you had to add a Monopoly figure, what would it be?
Well, I want to know what you guys would pick first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question reverse.
The dog.
The dog.
The dog is the obvious choice.
Okay. Yeah.
And you could tip the dog forward and he will
do a little nolly.
Do a little tripod on his nose.
Yeah, that's
a little nolly.
Okay, well that's cool.
Yeah, you could do tricks with the dog.
Mine should be obvious. It's just the car.
Of course.
The car.
Yeah, okay. That was the right
one. Because you can make noises.
Yeah.
When you turn a corner, you go.
And you can push really hard into the board and create a bunch of track marks.
Yeah. Burn out.
That's fun.
Yeah. So
are you the penguin?
Sure. I don't know. I don't think I really play Monopoly. I don't know the pieces.
You're the thimble.
All right,
let's
all,
oh, that's cute.
Definitely the thimble.
That's cute.
She's
I'll take
thimble.
It. I'll take it.
Okay. Thimble
and
ass
and she
bitch.
Puts it on her finger.
Oh,
when she's
I so
playing.
Would. And yeah. like spin it around.
That's
yeah.
fun.
And then she'll bite on it and chip her teeth.
Oh, because it is okay. metal. It's
yeah.
probably so cold and like and satisfying
oh.
to chew on.
If you could invent
okay.
a new
invent one.
A worm.
A worm.
That's good. That's good. Because it reminds everybody that everything that, you know, Monopoly is all about capitalism, but everything winds up back in the ground.
Well, and they're like all squirmy and cute, you know?
Mm.
That's what's
yeah,
important.
Sure.
But it's metallic.
But it's metal.
But it would be like
metal worm.
It wouldn't
ooh,
move.
Ooh, sand
it would just
worm?
Bent like a worm.
It'd be cool if it kind of, you know, like a armor. You can like add little
right.
things in it. It would bend. It'd be like,
sure.
That'd be
mm-hmm.
sick.
What would you add? I don't know about adding another figure, but I would want to throw some color on them.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
I feel like
that's
I
crazy.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy the metal as much as
I could see
like
you hand painting
colors.
Some
like Warhammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. Painting your figurines.
Yeah.
I mean,
fun.
I think guys, I think we're giving Monopoly people some great ideas.
That's
here.
True.
Yeah.
yeah.
We better stop before.
Yeah, we should
what
wrap
figure,
it up.
What
before
figure
they...
would you add?
Like a little mech.
Oh, sick.
A little mech?
A mech.
What's a mech?
You don't know what a mech is?
Don't say that. Like
I don't. That's why I asked.
Oh.
Everyone knows what a mech is.
Dude, all right. Hold
why
on.
Don't you
let's
be
do, let's
excited
do, right,
to tell
right, hold
me.
On.
Tell
hold
it quickly because we got to go.
I have a theory. Okay. Everyone raise your hand if you know what a mech is. Oh, you broke my theory. Damn. I was going to be like, only the boys will
know. Only men.
Why can't
yeah.
women know?
Well, yeah, sure.
Only one woman.
Okay.
Okay. Only
no,
but I mean, but the mechs we're thinking of is less of a suit, more of like you're
like
a little person in a giant mech.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah.
You can say Pacific Rim is a mech.
No, it was super popular in the 90s. There were these things called mechs, and then there's like a mech suit, and then
yeah.
you would be a little person in this big-ass robot, and it
yeah,
would
it
mimic
sick.
Your moves, and you're in this
yeah,
mech
sick.
Suit.
That is cool.
The figurine I would add, which I think is obvious for Monopoly.
A faster car?
Ooh, that's good. no, this is very obvious for Monopoly. A butt plug.
Dude,
and so that is the game. End of the episode? If you guys
wow.
want to close it out.
I hate this now.
thank you guys so much. Happy birthday to Arasha.
Thank you. Wow.
oh yeah. Let's.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys so much. We're going to be taking a little season break, so you'll see us later.
Next year. See you next year.
We're not doing any more this year. But really, we're taking a little season break. So thank you so much. Thank you to our guest, Arasha.
You, Arasha.
Thank you, Aaron.
Do you have anything to plug? Oh,
do I have
I
a plug?
Have
that was
the word,
poor timing on your part.
Oh,
I don't.
I am
Anthony,
so sorry.
I don't have a plug.
Anthony.
I'm so sorry.
All right. Bye.
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 It's plug shaped.
Oh.
No.
I really wish I didn't accept that when you handed it to me. I didn't hear what you said. Take it back.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, it's Dan and Andy here from No Such Thing as a Fish, your favorite new podcast that you haven't heard yet.
That's right. We are a podcast that's been going 10 years, and each week we bring four of the best facts we've heard that week to the table to blow each other's minds, as well as yours.
Here's a fact, Dan. Did you know that the people of Iceland can use 95% of a cod?
Okay.
They're just working on that last 5%.
If you want to find out how they do that, why they do that, and why we're talking about that, check out No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts now.
I should say, despite my fact having cod in it, this is not a podcast about fish. It's about everything. I just happened to pick one of the worst and most confusing facts possible. Ta-ra!